We're Lancer Radio, coming to you live from the beautiful Pasadena City College campus. This is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. When you go to see a concert by Pasadena-based counter-conventional orchestra Musique, what you can expect is anything you didn't expect. I have Brian Colburn, Executive Director of Musique, on the phone right now. We're talking about their Uncorked concert series. Brian, we had talked about Girl Band, which is coming up this upcoming Monday night, a look at jazz women in the 20th century and beyond. However, you've got, I think, a series of three other concerts coming up in 2014. And I'd like to know, you said before, insane lunatic ideas are a compliment for your creative process. So what insane lunatic ideas did you use for the 2014 concerts?
Well, I think the Uncorked series is really developing in terms of its sense of adventure. And our next event after Girl Band is coming up in February 24th, we're going to be on the stage of A Noise Within. So Noise Within is this beautiful new theater built for the classics, and this great classic theater company, A Noise Within, in East Pasadena. And they have this tremendous intimate thrust stage experience. And so we're going to be playing Appalachian Spring on their stage in this intimate setting with, so the audience will be kind of really right up in the music, 13 members of our orchestra in kind of a very original arrangement of Copland's masterpiece. But what's going to be very exciting about this is we're also going to have Mike Simpson, a.k.a. Easy Mike of the Dust Brothers, who's a legend of the sampling technique of record producing and producer of iconic acts like the Beastie Boys. And he is going to be bringing his own kind of sampling style to the 1944 composition of Appalachian Spring. And I think that just everything about that event, the intimate setting, the sampling kind of fusion with the 13-piece orchestra is going to create a whole visceral experience of that piece that people are familiar with, but may not have the Musique take on it yet. So that event is called Spring Within, and that's February 24th, and we're very excited about that. After that, in March of 2014, we're going to be doing a kind of look back at the folk rock harmonies of the mid-century America. So we'll be coming out of this 1940s piece of music in Appalachian Spring, and then we'll be doing a kind of a different take on 50s rock. We're really looking not at the kind of bubblegum mid-century, but at the kind of the dawn of strong folk age, maybe kind of coming out of the beat era and so just looking at really tight folk rock harmonies. And we're going to be doing that in a yet-to-be-identified lumberyard in Pasadena, where we're going to be kind of constructing a whole front porch experience. And so it'll be our take on a kind of mid-century Americana with folk rock. More details to come on that, but that's going to be an amazing experience. And then we wrap the series up for 2013-14, on April 7th with what we're calling Beatbox Bloom, which is we're going to be in the very famous Jacob Marsh Flower Warehouse in central Pasadena. Just a beautiful, beautiful place. It smells beautiful. It is beautiful. And there we're going to be doing a mix of beatbox and ancient kind of chanting music. And then we have this very, very amazing internationally renowned string quartet called the Doric Quartet, who are just young, energetic, cool guys, and they play string quartet in this just sublime way. And so in this flower warehouse, we're going to be looking at the kind of roots of music through chanting up to kind of modern beatbox, and then looking at the bloom of it through this just sublime string quartet. And set in a flower warehouse where we'll have kind of live flower arrangements going on. So I think that'll be a different kind of experience. So three really new experiences for the series coming up in the new year.
I love the juxtaposition of the idea of music as it grows and flowers and somebody actually arranging flowers as the music happens.
Yeah, that's very musique.
How do you do that? How do you go to somebody at Jacob Morris and say, I have all these great musicians, I have an audience, we want to perform a concert in your florist?
Well, we do it just like you just said. We call them up and we go in and we say, we have this idea and we'd love for you to participate. And I think for the most part, people like Hank Morris over at Jacob Morris look at it as an opportunity to have some fun and do something different and show off where they work and live in a different way. So hopefully what we're doing when we present these ideas is giving folks a different way to kind of show off these amazing locations.
You and I, when we talked before, discussed the words fun and adventure in reference to what musique does. What would you consider has been for you the most fun adventure since you've been working with the 2013 Uncorked series?
I think, we did it's always the last event to me. It always seems like the most fun adventure because we have all, with every event, music is taking it to a new level. And for right now, the last event was the Rose Palace event with where we did the Beatles, the White Album, and with gospel and string quartet and a rock band, and we had 600 folks in there with half the Rose Parade floats. And we had done an event in the Rose Palace the year earlier, and I think what was so fun about that event was that we, so 2 years in a row doing an event in the same location, how different it was, even though it was the Beatles and the Rose Palace both years, gave us, I think all, including myself, a real inspiration that, this Uncorked series is something that's going to catch on. And for us, that's what's fun, is seeing more and more people jump on board, more and more people say, that was the best one yet in relation to our last event, and then having it continue to be true. So always for me, the most fun event is our last event.
How have you seen your audience grow over the couple of years since Rachel first created music?
Well, Rachel is a visionary, and we put on an event in July of 2011 for about 900 people. So that was the beginning. And over this last year, we'll have served 6,000 people within 1 year. And so it's a tremendous growth. And what we see is the more we do, the more people ask, they're asking for more with every event we do. And it's just a viral growth and a membership driven growth. And so it's been very gratifying in terms of the growth.
Before we completely run out of time, let's mention one more time that Girl Band is your next concert in your Uncorked series, happening this upcoming Monday evening. $5, you told me, for students, happening over at the Avon Warehouse on Foothill Boulevard. 626-539-7085 for tickets. I hope I have everything correct here.
You do. Thank you.
Brian, thank you for your time today.
Appreciate it.